to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign, it's not too late.
Screen time!
Dad, help me!
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia urges WTO reforms for global trade relevance. Indonesia pioneers plastic waste reduction in the region. Now, the news in details. The Indonesian government is pushing the reforms within the World Trade Organization to ensure its continued relevance in addressing evolving global challenges. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, emphasized it following a discussion with WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and representative from 31 WTO member states. During a virtual press conference monitored from Jakarta on Wednesday, Airlangga Hartarto stated that ministers attending the informal gathering of WTO trade ministers shared a common view on the necessity of the WTO reforms.
Karena dalam pertemuan dengan para menteri, hampir seluruhnya mempunyai
Nearly all ministers agreed that the WTO must undergo reform as circumstances have changed. The upcoming 14th Ministerial Conference, or MC14, is crucial that the WTO cannot afford to become a failed institution.
Menjadi sebuah lembaga yang gagal.
Nearly all ministers agreed that the WTO must undergo reform as circumstances have changed. The upcoming 14th Ministerial Conference is crucial. The WTO cannot afford to become a failed institution. The WTO is scheduled to hold the 14th Ministerial Conference in Cameroon from March 26 to 29, 2026. Airlangga Hartarto reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to ensuring the conference yields substantial outcomes. He added that Indonesia would task its WTO ambassador with preparatory efforts for the proposed reforms. WTO Director General Okonjo-Iweala reportedly recognized Indonesia's strategic position not only as a major Southeast Asian economy, but also as an inclusive representative of developing nations. Airlangga Hartarto stressed that MC14 presents an opportunity to implement fundamental changes within the WTO system. World Environment Day 2025 takes the theme Ending Plastic Pollution. Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Leader of Coordinating Body of the Seas of East Asia, Secretariat Anna Kumarasamy on Thursday stated that Indonesia has become a pioneer in the region in encouraging the reduction of plastic waste in the sea. Indonesia has launched the Clean Indonesia Movement in 2016 and targets a reduction in plastic waste in the sea by 70% by 2025. Speaking at VOI Talk with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Anna Kumarasamy said that this step is an ambitious program that involves many parties in coordination and plastic management.
Well, so I think it's really pioneering and really ambitious project. And it really brings together a lot of stakeholders to improve like plastic management and coordination.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something that includes all countries in the region, and it's important to build on the current momentum that is there to further promote local solutions, especially while ensuring that nobody is left behind, because it's important to include everyone.
Led by the United Nations Environment Programme and held annually on 5 June since 1973, World Environment Day is the largest global platform for environmental public outreach and is celebrated by millions of people across the world. The United Nations noted that the more of 400 million tons of plastic is produced every year worldwide. half of which is designed to be used only once. Of that, less than 10% is recycled. With available science and solutions to tackle the problem, the UN urged governments, companies, and the other stakeholders to scale up and speed actions to solve this crisis. Indonesia submit initial memorandum for UICD accession in Paris. Indonesia officially submitted the initial memorandum as a part of accession process to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It was carried out by the Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, at the OECD ministerial meeting in Paris. Airlangga Hartarto, in his online press conference Wednesday, stated that this was a crucial step towards Indonesia full membership in the company.
This moment is certainly important because Indonesia is the first Southeast Asian country to obtain and enter accession and also complete the initial memorandum.
Airlangga Hartarto described the initial memorandum document includes 25 priority policies classified into 32 topics and is the result of Indonesia's self-assessment of the sustainability of national policy with OECD. In the accession process, he further explained Indonesia also stated its readiness to join the OECD Anti-Bribery Convention. This will expand Indonesia's law enforcement authority against cross-border bribery cases, especially by corporations. He explained Indonesia's active participation in the OECD is expected to provide a significant contribution in formulating more equitable global policies, as well as strengthening Indonesia's position as a representative country from the Global South in the international order. Director General of Digital Infrastructure at the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, Wayan Tony Suprianto, said that the ministry is working on a low-cost internet program with a speed of 100 megabytes per second. Speaking in Depok, West Java on Wednesday, June 4th, he stated that the frequency auction for the program is also scheduled to take place this year.
We are working on providing affordable internet through the 1.4 gigahertz selection process. This means people will be able to enjoy fixed broadband services at a low cost, with speed up to 100 megabytes per second.
Wayan Tony Suprianto also explained that once the construction is completed, the selected provider must go through an operational trial or feasibility test before begin offering the service to the public. The Indonesian government will implement a discount policy for national transportation modes as part of economic stimulus package. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, revealed it after meeting President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Wednesday, 4th of May. He explained that the target for implementing the discount is to start from June 5 to July 2025, coinciding with the school holidays. According to him, President Prabowo wants the program to be implemented immediately in order to provide real benefits to the public.
This is good for easing the burden on people who are on vacation. It has been proven that several government supports for transportation have also been running well, and the impact on the regional economy has been felt.
Regarding readiness to bear the potential financial impact on the discount program, he emphasized that the government through the Ministry of Finance will provide additional financing support as part of the stimulus. Meanwhile, the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises is committed to aligning the implementation of this program while maintaining the financial health of the state-owned companies, especially under the management of the Investment Management Agency, Danantara Indonesia. Chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, Erick Thohir, emphasized the importance of improving governance and maintaining financial transparency within the association to protect the valuable trust of the public. He made this statement while opening its ordinary congress in Jakarta on Wednesday, June 4th. He explained that ongoing improvements in governance and financial management are crucial steps that have led to growing support and trust from various stakeholders, including the private sector, government, and also the public. He also reminded that this trust must not be taken for granted and must be maintained through openness and accountability.
Don't break the public's trust in us. We must be transparent, open, and deliver results, have clear benchmarks. Only then will they believe in us. Regarding the association's financial balance, as I have said, we don't want to depend 100% on the government. We also want every part of the football-loving ecosystem to be involved in helping us raise our own funds, and that's trust.
In addition, he stated that continued consolidation is necessary to align collective thinking and to work based on a shared passion for Indonesian football. The Indonesian Football Association Ordinary Congress was held for one day and attended by representatives from provincial association and club owners. Also present were representatives from FIFA, AFC, and AFF. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is on World Environment Day Momentum for Global Environmental Conservation. June the 5th is commemorated as World Environment Day every year. This commemoration is an important momentum to raise global awareness of the importance of protecting the environment. In addition, it also encourages positive actions to protect nature and planet Earth from increasingly severe damage. The United Nations designated June the 5th as World Environment Day in 1972 at the opening of the UN Conference on the Human Environment in Stockholm. However, the first commemoration was only carried out in 1973. The Stockholm Conference itself aimed to raise global awareness of environmental issues and produce the Declaration on the Human Environment. Each year, World Environment Day carries a different theme, usually focused on urgent environmental issues that require special attention. In 2025, the theme is Stop Plastic Pollution. It was chosen by considering the significant impact of plastic pollution on the environment, public health, and living things as a whole. For Indonesia, this theme is in line with the National Waste Management Target, a reminder and a call to work together to overcome the increasingly urgent plastic waste crisis. Currently, the Indonesian government is targeting to handle 50% of the total national waste by 2025. Meanwhile, according to the 2025 presidential regulation concerning the National Medium-Term Development Plan, the waste management target in 2029 will reach 100%. The plastic waste crisis is becoming an increasingly urgent global problem. Plastic waste that pollutes the oceans can endanger marine life and damage ecosystems. In addition, plastic waste that accumulates on land can pollute soil and water. Through World Environment Day, the public is invited to take real steps, no matter how small, to preserve nature. For example, by reducing the use of single-use plastic, planting trees, saving energy, and supporting sustainable policies. The Earth is a shared home. Maintaining it is not only the responsibility of the government or environmental activists, but also the obligation of all. Let's make World Environment Day the beginning of a change towards a cleaner, healthier, and more sustainable world. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
lagi bila kau tak setia. Karena aku hanya seorang manusia yang tak kau anggap. Aku telah coba untuk memahamimu, tapi kau tak peduli. Cukup sudah, kau sakiti aku lagi.
Today's quote of the day: truth is not decided by how many people believed in it. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta on August 1, 1868. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. And that is quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sampai
Food is mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Kalat!
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku tak biasa bila tak memandang. confianza.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di sampingku
setiap hari jadi sandaran dan nyaman saat ku lemah, saat ku lelah. Sadar, ku tinggal sendiri. Merenungi semua yang tak mungkin bisa ku putarkan kembali seperti dulu. Ku bahagia tapi semuanya hilang tanpa sebab kau hentikan semuanya. Oh, 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 oh. Terluka dan menangis tapi ku terima semua keputusan yang telah kau buat. Satu yang harus kau kembali. Jujur ku tak ingin kau pergi, tinggalkan semua stay di sini. Tak tertahan air mata ini mengingat semua yang telah terjadi. Ku tahu kau pun sama seperti aku. Usai di sini, tapi mungkin inilah caranya harus berpisah. Oh, oh, oh. Terluka dan menangis, tapi ku terima semua keputusan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Memaksamu mencintai.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today we would like to introduce you to Ogogan, a unique art from Tabanan region in Bali. Ogogan is a large wooden musical instrument resembling a giant bell. Used as a means of communication by communities in remote villages, a smaller version of this instrument called keroncongan is often got placed on trees to scare off animals that damage coconut plants, and it also uses as a collar for livestock such as cows and buffalo. The name ogogan comes from the sound it makes, clop, 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 which is how it got its name. Listeners, ogogan is considered a sacred art form. It is performed when the community faces an outbreak of diseases, known locally as gerubu. Traditionally, to combat the illness, people would leave their homes and play percussion instruments like the kan kentongan or slit drum, ogogan, and tekan. Tabanan people believe that the sound produced by these instruments can drive away the source of disease affecting the community. Because of this, ogogan is regarded as a sacred tradition. It is often performed during times of crisis such as crop failures or disease outbreaks. Ogogan is played by a group of people as they walk through the village. In addition to its religious significance, ogogan is also performed during special events such as the Bali Arts Festival and is sometimes used to entertain guests who wish to experience traditional Balinese culture. During these performances, ogogan is often accompanied by other Balinese local instruments such as the gong, kendang, tawa-tawa, and more, which enhance and complement its unique sound. And that was today's Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku saat ku mulai mencari cinta. This is what saat ku melihat dia, ada
getaran membuatku rindu. Senang hatiku saat ku dengar suaranya, ingin selalu ada di dekatnya. Saat ku sendiri, ku bayangkan dia datang padaku dengan cinta. Di keramaian
listener, after this, we will listen to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a title about di Bali or in Bali.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
di Bali. Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun di tungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa, rasa.
Which means taste.
Ayam betutu, ayam betutu.
Which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang, dipanggang.
Which means roasted.
Tungku, tungku.
Which means stove.
Oven, oven.
Which means oven.
Sama-sama, sama-sama.
Which means equally.
Enak, enak.
Which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus, direbus.
Which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran, restoran.
Which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear the statement,
rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression,
baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku. Ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
di dalam oven. Di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik.
Which means whether or both and
maupun, maupun.
Which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or, in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether, and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and, in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut, baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok, sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut, baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok, sangat indah.
Which means, the underwater landscape, both in Wakatobi and Lombok, is very beautiful. listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa Ayam Betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi, listener. Today I'm going to talk about a song by Chrisye. Chrisye started his music career in the 1960s. Throughout his journey, he received many awards, including the BASF Award in 1993, the SCTV Lifetime Achievement Award in 2007, and he was named the third best musician of all time by Rolling Stone Indonesia in 2011. He had many hit songs, and one of them is Untukku. This song is a part of the album Kala Cinta Menggoda, which was released in 1997. Untukku talks about love in all of its form, not only romance and moments of sadness, but also optimism and commitment to someone special. It expresses deep belief in a relationship and unwavering loyalty. And now, let's listen to Chrisye with Untukku.
Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersaung. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijar, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. hatiku kan melulu.